It is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill and Carrboro, inviting you to join the local business leader community to get connected, stay informed, and drive progress. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the Chamber and Chamber membership today. We are talking Hillsboro today. Mayor Jen Weaver is out, but filling in is a special guest and a very timely guest, too. We have Stephanie Trueblood of the Town of Hillsboro Planning Department joining me on the phone. Stephanie, thanks so much for taking the time. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we wanted to have you on because the Town of Hillsboro is undergoing a pretty big project right now. They are putting together, I should say, you guys over at the town staff are putting together the Hillsboro Comprehensive Sustainability Plan. And community members might have been seeing some stuff about this from the town government for the last couple of weeks as it was really getting underway and a survey was launched. It's a pretty important project because it's going to help the town really make a plan for its future. But when people hear a comprehensive plan, they might not know exactly what that means. I figured to kind of get things started today, you can kind of share what that comprehensive plan means and how that is ultimately going to translate to what the town of Hillsboro is doing to serve the community.
Sure. Comprehensive plans are really important documents for local governments. They essentially are the catch-all place to guide the vision for the future, and they set long-range goals and objectives for all activities within the jurisdiction of a local government. And in addition to goals and objectives, comprehensive plans often include policies, projects, and programs that are intended, again, to guide present and future growth within a jurisdiction. They are essentially used, you know, to create a coordinated and efficient, orderly system for development, and oftentimes have a sort of a long 10 and 20 year scope of work so that they can guide not only development decisions within the town, but also projects that the town wants to undertake with state and federal agencies using funding from those sources.
Yeah, it is not a foreign idea. We are actually seeing the town of Carrboro go through this right now. And we've seen institutions like UNC and our school districts implement similar things for their own purposes. But this comprehensive plan for Hillsboro specifically is around sustainability. And there's a lot of things kind of looking forward in terms of environmental impact and using that space. I said you were in the planning department. I should correct myself. You are the public space manager. So this is really within your wheelhouse. Can you talk about and can you explain to listeners why there is a focus on sustainability for this plan?
Yes. So Hillsboro has comprehensive plan documents now. It's actually made up of 7 different documents that were adopted at various times in Hillsboro's history. And many of those documents are sort of ripe for updates. In looking at the need for those updates and considering our town's clean energy pledge, which was adopted in 2017, the town board decided to take this opportunity to update all of the existing plan documents through and look at goals and recommendations through the lens of overall sustainability. So environmental, economic, social sustainability, and also looking at, of course, climate change and resiliency planning. This is really a new model for comprehensive plans. Oftentimes comprehensive plans deal mostly with land use planning and transportation planning. But we're really branching out into clean energy goals for government operations, as well as looking at things like affordability and racial equity within Hillsboro, and trying to make sure that we are, you know, guiding future development to create the type of community that, you know, pushes forward our values. And so this is it's a really exciting project. And one where we are trying our best to get as much public input and public participation in the planning process as possible.
We're speaking with Stephanie Trueblood, the public space manager for the town of Hillsboro. She's filling in for Mayor Jen Weaver today on Conversations with the Mayors. And we're talking about Hillsboro's comprehensive sustainability plan that is underway right now. And Stephanie, part of that, a key part of that, is community input. And the town at the moment has a survey out there, been out for a couple weeks, so community members might have already gotten the word in, but still looking for more respondents on that survey as well in order to share some community input. As people head to that page and want to be kind of sharing their thoughts about Hillsborough, what can they expect to be asked when they take that survey?
This first survey that we've launched, which is a part of our community kickoff for the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan, is a community visioning survey. And it's really about getting at those core values again for what makes Hillsborough special, for residents, for business owners, property owners, people who live, work, and play in Hillsborough. What we want to hear is feedback on what they love about Hillsborough, what we're doing right, and also what kinds of patterns of development and what kinds of programs and projects they want to see in the future. So this visioning survey is really meant as the initial step into public input. There will be lots of opportunities through the planning process to dig in deeper to the details on the various components of the plan. But right now, we really want to just sort of take stock and measure what it is about Hillsborough that makes people feel like this is the town that they want to live in and visit.
And it comes at a time too where you mentioned Hillsborough's growth and you mentioned climate change. Those are obviously two major things that the town is focusing on, and that I believe the rest of the Hillsborough community is also focusing on too. A lot of the questions provide good feedback in terms of how important is it that we are addressing this aspect of climate change or this aspect of growth for the town. I mean, we talk about a lot in our news reporting and here on the air about how our area is changing, is continuing to grow, with Hillsborough certainly being part of that too. It seems like a good opportunity for people to truly have a voice in terms of saying, well, here's what I prioritize when I'm thinking about growth in our community. Maybe the town should be considering this too.
Absolutely. The whole Triangle region is going to experience so much growth in the next couple decades, and every municipality is facing the pressures of development. And there's no way to stop development and to stop growth. And in fact, we want to encourage it, but we want to encourage it in a way that our community can absorb so that we can keep a high quality standard of living and build the community that feels inclusive of everyone and that provides the types of services and opportunities that make it a great place to live. And that's a balance. There aren't any easy answers in this process. And a lot of times what comprehensive plans are meant to do is, create a system where we can balance out those different needs, economic development with environmental conservation, looking at things like our natural systems and versus our built environment. And specifically in this plan, we'll be looking at social and cultural resources in a new way. And affordability and equity are pressures that are really facing this part of the country, trying to think about ways that housing can be, more affordable and more fair for everyone is a part of the conversation that I feel like will take on a, very important role in the comprehensive plan.
HillsboroughNC.gov, the website to go to for all things Town of Hillsborough. But if you're looking for the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan and the survey, you can find it right there on the homepage for the town government's website. And Stephanie, you were mentioning how equity is going to play a role in terms of making this plan as it is being developed off of the public input. I imagine in order to best address that, it's important for the town to try and get as many survey respondents as possible and from many different facets of the community, right?
That is absolutely true. And it's a hard time to be surveying folks simply because this last year, with the COVID pandemic, with so many virtual platforms and surveys that have been out, we're seeing a lot of fatigue in electronic data collection. And so it is a tricky time to be asking people to give us 10 minutes of their time. But this is also a really important moment for people to realize this is where your voices are heard. And this first survey and the results of this survey may drive a lot of the components of the plan later on, and those details I was speaking about earlier. So getting a representative population to take the time to answer the survey is very important, and which is one reason why we're keeping the survey open for a month. It's already launched about 2 weeks ago, and there's still several weeks left before we close it down. And so we're trying to get the word out. We're asking people to share information about the Comprehensive Plan Community Vision Survey on their social media platforms and within their social circles. This survey is open to everyone who considers Hillsborough a part of their community. And so people who live here certainly are answering the survey probably at the greatest proportion. But for folks that work in Hillsborough and live elsewhere, we also want to hear from you. For people who own property or own businesses in town, it's really important to get their input as well. And for a lot of Orange County residents, they consider Hillsborough their town of choice when they're just shopping and dining and visiting and using Riverwalk and seeing our natural spaces and parks, and they recreate here. And so this community is this survey is open for everyone. And we really just want to encourage people to help us get the word out about it.
We're speaking with Stephanie Trueblood. She's the public space manager for the town of Hillsborough. Once again, hillsboroughnc.gov, the place to go to in order to take the survey for the comprehensive sustainability plan that the town is beginning to put together. Stephanie, we've got to begin to wrap up our conversation, but you know, what is the next step once this survey closes? What is the town staff working toward already in terms of the next steps for this plan? And then beyond that, is there anything else that you think it's important for our audience to know about that we haven't discussed yet when it comes to the Comprehensive Sustainability Plan?
We have an excellent team of folks that we're working with. We have a consultant, VHB, out of Raleigh, which is a planning and engineering firm that is helping us guide this process. And some of the ways that we have talked about getting additional public input and feedback later in the process include, you know, focus group meetings and community design days and you know, getting together and looking at the transportation and connectivity systems in town. This electronic survey will show us the reach of electronic surveys, but I'm really hoping that in the future, you know, with vaccination rates going up and hopefully the pandemic, you know, coming under control a little bit more, that we'll be able to get together in person in the fall and have specific outreach targeted at the different components of the plan. So for anyone who's interested in staying involved in those additional planning services that we'll have later on, I just ask them to reach out to me, let me know their areas of interest, and we will be doing a lot of coordinated efforts with our public information office to get the word out about opportunities that people have to stay involved.
Well, once again, hillsboroughnc.gov, the place to go to in order to get in touch with Stephanie, in order to take that survey, or just try and learn more about the Hillsborough Comprehensive Sustainability Plan that is beginning its early phases right now. Stephanie Trueblood, thank you so much for taking the time to join us on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you so much for having me. What a pleasure.